From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Negotiations on a major trade deal have ended for now without agreement. At a news conference late Friday, U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman says the 12 nations involved have made significant progress and are more confident than ever that a deal is within reach.
I am very impressed with the work that's been done. I feel very gratified about the progress that's been made, and I'm confident that through our continued intensive engagement, we'll be able to tackle the remaining issues successfully.
Negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership have been underway for years, and the deal was thought to be close to completion. This week, trade ministers gathered in Hawaii to move the complex deal forward. The TPP could cover 40% of the global economy. No date has been set for the next meeting on the agreement, but the trade ministers said work on resolving the problem areas will go forward. The Taliban has released an audio message from new leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the Taliban jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. Mansour says all decisions will be taken in the light of Islamic law, be it war or peace talks, and advised his followers not to pay attention to rumors being spread about the Taliban campaign. Mansour says the Taliban leadership will make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all cost. He said Mullah Omar gave him all the responsibilities while he was still alive, so he's simply continuing with the mission as instructed by the late leader. This is VOA News. Security issues will be a focal point for Secretary of State John Kerry as he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend on the first leg of a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. A senior State Department official said the U.S. is deeply concerned about unrest in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Ebola experts are hailing the development of a highly effective Ebola vaccine, but they're cautioning that widespread availability of the vaccine is still months away. World Health Organization expert Marie-Paul Kinney told reporters that the vaccine may indeed avert major epidemics in the future, but warned that it will be a while longer before the shot is approved by regulators. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies. Lisa Schlein reports.
These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The WHO's Director General, Margaret Chan, did not declare Ebola an international public health emergency until August 8, 2014. This was more than 4 months after Guinea had declared Ebola a national health emergency. Dr. Chan says WHO will be implementing reforms in six main areas.
The development of a unified program for emergency. Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Suspected Jewish settlers firebombed two homes in the Israeli-occupied West Bank Friday, burning a Palestinian toddler to death and wounding four family members. Hundreds of people joined protests, and there were sporadic clashes between Israelis and Palestinians as news of the 18-month-old child's death spread. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a rare call to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to say the attack overnight was reprehensible and horrific, an act of terrorism in every respect. Mr. Netanyahu said Israel takes a strong line against terrorism, regardless of who the perpetrators are. The arson attack near the northern city of Nablus was nothing short of a barbaric act of terrorism, said Israeli military spokesman Peter Lerner, adding, "We will not allow terrorists to take the lives of Palestinians." The Palestine Liberation Organization said it holds Mr. Netanyahu's government fully responsible for the attack. The dead child's four-year-old brother and parents were critically burned. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.